Now let's do the exercises. Please open your textbook to page 53. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Rachel, are you interested in transferring to the Rome branch? It was opened recently and is facing difficulty in establishing its main systems. So, I'd like to ask you to reorganize it, as you were one of the people involved in establishing our London branch.
I feel very honored, but I'm unable to accept your generous offer. I've just bought a house, and I don't want to uproot our kids from school or leave my family behind.
I understand. But maybe you could at least do a business trip for 2 weeks? Could you establish operating procedures and instruct the staff in the Rome branch? I want you to complete the operating manual over there and, after you come back here, give them advice via email.
Well, all right. I can probably manage it. I will make a tentative plan now based on our branch manual. Then I will revise it to suit the local situation while I'm in the Rome branch.
Number 1. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 2. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 3. What will the woman do next? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, Mark, you look depressed. What's wrong?
Honestly, I'm feeling down about the sales situation. As you know, the manager raised the quota last month. I don't think I can achieve my target this month. We've already been working with a very demanding quota from before. It's impossible to meet a quota higher than that. I can't understand what the management is thinking about in the present market.
That's true. Actually, I haven't fulfilled my quota either, but I don't take that too seriously. Meeting the sales quota is a difficult hurdle for everyone. So why don't we do the best we possibly can? Then, if we can't meet the quota, we should ask the manager to review it.
I see. I'll try to push myself to the max. Thanks.
Number 4. What are the speakers discussing? Number 5. What does the man say about his quota? Number 6. What is the woman's advice? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Here is the itinerary for your business trip next month. The arrangements for the air tickets and accommodation have been completed. You'll arrive in Seoul on Tuesday afternoon and have dinner with the employees of the Seoul branch office that evening. You have a factory tour on Wednesday afternoon and a meeting with the president of LPC Incorporated on Thursday morning. You come back on Thursday evening. If you would like to change the schedule, please do not hesitate to tell me.
Thank you. Well, is it possible to meet the president of Alex Corporation during my stay too? I have no idea when an opportunity like this will come up again, so if you can, please try to make an appointment with him. Also, do we have time to browse through an electric appliance shop? I'd like to check what kind of items are popular.
Certainly. I'll try to reschedule. By the way, is your passport valid?
Yes, it is. Do I need a visa? Number 7. What are the speakers discussing? Number 8. When will the man meet his clients? Number 9. What does the man say that he wants to do during his stay?